stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson, truly grateful to be here with you. It's Monday, July 21st. How California stepped up when an LGBTQ crisis hotline was cut. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The Trump administration just turned over Medicaid receipts and personal data to Homeland Security for over 79 million Medicaid enrollees. The information provided also includes addresses and ethnicities, in a constant effort of the administration to track down undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. Now, for us here in SD, that would be Medi-Cal, which is California's Medicaid program. That program has roughly 882,000 recipients. White House Chief of Staff Miller said ICE officers have a goal of 3,000 arrests a day. The San Diego County Board of Supervisors will meet to confirm the results of their July 1st special election. Paloma Aguirre will be sworn in as a newly elected supervisor on July 22nd and will represent District 1. Aguirre became the first Latina mayor of IB, California's most southernmost coastal community. The board, during this meeting, also plans to hold elections via vote for other board positions like chair and vice chair. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Stay connected to the world around you. KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
California will keep the Trevor Project's LGBTQ plus crisis line running after federal funding was cut. The hotline fielded over 230,000 contacts this year. Local performer and former crisis counselor for the Trevor Project, Justin Renaissance, remembers answering calls the night Donald Trump was elected in 2016.
The crisis line is so important for LGBTQ plus youth to maintain their safety. I just really hope that our community can step up and help them to feel welcomed and to feel like it's okay to be who they are.
In SD, LGBTQ plus teens are three times more likely than their straight peers to consider suicide. While support services are available, they're stretched thin. And experts say the region needs 18,500 more mental health workers by 2027. The Mexican consulate in SD is launching a new program offering free legal services to LGBTQ plus Mexicans. The Special Defense Program for Inclusion, known by its Spanish acronym, offers representation in cases of discrimination, labor violations, domestic violence, and more. Emin Morris is one of the attorneys that works for the program. He says many immigrants in the U.S. are living in fear.
It's also a difficult time to be a member of the transgender community, LGBT community. And so when you have an immigrant who is also LGBT, they're standing really at the crosshairs of being targeted.
Mexican nationals can access the services by visiting the consulate in Little Italy or by calling 619-231-3847. President Donald Trump and his Republican allies in Congress have eliminated federal funding for PBS and NPR stations across the country. And this station is no exception. Here at KPBS, we're now dealing with an annual loss of upwards of $4 million. Some other stations are expected to shut down. Reporter Amitha Sharma sat down with KPBS General Manager Deanna Mackey to better understand the impact of these cuts.
Let's get right into the numbers. How much of KPBS's budget came from federal funding?
Well, it's a large number. It's $4.3 million, which represents 12% of our budget. And we used that money to pay our dues for PBS and NPR programming. So it's a true concern because it's anticipated that 100 stations across the country will go under as a result of this cut, which means more pressure on larger stations like KPBS to make up the difference for this national content.
So there's a difference that has to be made up. Locally, are there any programs that you anticipate KPBS will have to cut?
No, we do not have any plans to make cuts, at least in this current fiscal year, fiscal year 26, which just started this month. However, down the line, we don't anticipate it, but we are doing outreach to our community to ask for support because we have to make up that $4.3 million.
What kind of response have you received so far?
Oh, great. An amazing response. Really, since January, when we started our messaging about being an essential public service, we've had so many people call, send emails, stop me at events and in the stores just to say thank you. Thank KPBS for the local news service, for our children's programming, for our community events. We are beloved by our audience, and I'm really grateful for that. And we are seeing people responding with support now as well.
So you talked about reaching out next. You talked about people coming up to you and expressing gratitude for all that KPBS does for the community, in addition to its programming. What happens next beyond what you described?
So we have just launched today a campaign. It happens to be our 65th birthday. And we're basically saying to the community, for 65 years, we've been here for you. And we expect to be here for 65 more, but we need your help. And we are using all of our platforms to let people know that they can go to kpbs.org and they can donate and they can help us make up that $4.3 million because it isn't for 1 year. It's for the future. It's forever. So we have to do the best we can to be great stewards of the support, but we also need the community to come forward for us.
Deanna, thank you.
Thank you.
That was reporter Amitha Sharma with KPBS General Manager Deanna Mackey. And as a reminder, our reporters here at KPBS are independent of station management. Deanna was not given our questions in advance. Well, that's it for today's podcast. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.